Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. On July the 2nd, the organisations responsible for organising media research in the Netherlands issued a request for proposals to be submitted for the design and execution of an entirely new media audience measurement. The Netherlands became the first country in the world to issue a tender for a TMAM, a total media audience measure. In this ASI cast, Richard Marks talks to Johan Smit, director of the PMA. Johan has been the driving force behind this project, in much the same way as he encouraged the Dutch to take the lead a few years ago in developing the measurement of all video consumption. Just as this initiative has been followed in a number of other markets, it'll be interesting to see how far this model can be replicated elsewhere. Richard and Johan discuss some of the difficulties and challenges faced by those who seek to encourage such collaboration between jigs. The tight timeline associated with this project will mean that a report on the progress will be of great interest to those attending our conferences in Athens this November.
Well, there have been excited rumours in the international research community over the last few months that the Dutch industry was about to announce something which someone told me would be, and I quote, the mother of all measurement contracts. And this week, those rumours turned out to be true. So, Johan, before we get into the detail, put simply, what have you announced this week?
We have announced that we are issuing an RFP, request for proposal, for one integrated audience measurement. So that should supersede all individual silos, all different individual media types. And we're asking for one integrated proposal.
So effectively, this is, I think you're referring it to it as effectively a total media contract, effectively.
Yeah, total media audience measurement.
And now you could argue that this is the next logical step from the media house or the media house, which is a concept that I think you were very encouraging of in the Netherlands a few years ago, and we've discussed it on the podcast before, but just in case new listeners aren't aware of it, can you talk about that initiative and how, as I see it, it was a necessary first step to allow this announcement to happen?
Yeah, I think I agree with you that it was a necessary first step, although at that moment we didn't really envision that this would be the end result. And you could actually argue whether this is going to be an end result or just a step ahead. But the media house in itself was looking back on it, it turned out to be rather simple. What we said is we have all these different jigs. They have to work together some way. So let's take the first step and put all these jigs together in one building, which you call the media house. But with the jigs, you have different stakeholders, advertisers, media agencies, and various associations like Marketing Club for Radio, Promotional for TV, and such. So we put all these together into the media house. And what you see happening then is without a real big design, they tend to go and cooperate and work together because people are talking to each other next to the water cooler, the coffee machine, or in our case, over a beer. And then you start to look where you can work together without really being pushed. And that turned out to be really helpful. Actually, the first step we then took was have one establishment survey, because all different jigs had their own establishment survey. That was the first project we did together, and from there we took it step by step for whatever when it was reasonable. So for instance, we sort of copied the English touch points study. We had our own time budgeting study, and then we used RSMB skills and technology to more or less copy touch points. And that was another form of collaboration. Now again, when we started this, I don't think we thought that this would lead to this one RFP, but of course it helped. I'm pretty sure that if we didn't work together at that stage, this would have been even more difficult.
I think you mentioned the establishment survey. I think you it also, and I don't know if it coincided with the media house or preceded it, you also are in a situation where, as I understand it, the effectively print, print and broadcast share the online measurement, that you're not duplicating effort in that regard.
No, that was later.
Okay, so that was subsequent to the media house. So that's again, I think that's part of that narrative, because presumably that was also an important first step, because it means there is already less duplication of effort in the Dutch industry than there is in other countries where the JICs tend to measure online separately for their own needs.
Well, actually, we have this working together of, it's not necessarily print. Well, we have like VNEX, which is like the English AOP. Mm. It's the Association of Internet Media Owners, or well, actually, everybody now has an internet component. Nobody has just print or just TV. There are, however, still some internet-only companies. Like, for instance, we have an internet-only magazine, nu.nl, which is huge. And then you have players like Facebook, Google, but also like eBay, or the Dutch version of eBay. So what happened is actually that we saw that working together was kind of difficult, because we have this VNEX, which is basically a mock. We're working together with SKO, that's a JIC. And then you find out that you have to deal with parties which are, in fact, they should be the same. Let's take, you are a TV broadcaster, and then you have your representation in the TV JIC, and you also have your representation in the VNEX, the internet mock. But those people are not the same people.
Mm.
And actually, you're not talking to the same company. It looks like the same company. It is the same legal entity, but in practice, totally different. Mm. So that didn't work out the way we wanted it. And the other thing we noticed, that if you work on online, you tend to come from a certain background. So if you're a traditional print publisher and you look at online, you see online as selling banners, very much like you sell ads in the newspapers or millimeters or pages.
Mm.
If you're a broadcaster, you look at online as online video, like those are commercials. So you tend to think in GRPs.
Mm.
And they are definitely not the trading currency for online. So you need to address online in a totally different way. And that took a while for us to realize that we're not looking for one currency. We're not asking in this RFP either for one currency. But we're looking for one standard.
Mm.
And that could be a different standard for traditional print. We're still asking for the traditional print measurement. And we still are asking for a TV measurement, probably GRPs. But they have to be integrated or be comparable. And we're not looking for one currency.
No, that makes sense. I think that would be years of discussion to have one metric, effectively, that everyone could agree on. But I guess it's bringing it into alignment. The key metric presumably remains time, regardless of how the individual media are looking, as you say, either looking at, with radio, it tends to be weekly reach. With newspapers, it tends to be recency. But I guess time is the common.
Yeah, but newspapers, metric. Time is not so relevant. But online time reading for newspapers is.
Mm. In
so
terms of,
I don't see this one metric appearing soon.
No, I don't. I don't. I tend to agree with you. So by bringing the contracts into alignment and announcing this mother of all measurement contracts, it's effectively allowing the various components of the what you're including in the RFP to be able to talk to each other. But it's not just imposing one single standard metric across all media.
No, but we're also looking for efficiency in two ways. First of all, for instance, now for a while we wanted to change the radio measurement from a declaration, the radio log, to registration, a kind of metered solution, either through an app or a dedicated meter or whatever. That's a very expensive solution. So we thought if we could work together with TV, we might be able to find a reasonable solution which was affordable too. Now, that turned out to be very difficult because once the radio jig said, oh, we like this, then the TV jig said, yeah, we're not really sure because we're not ready for a major overhaul of our way of measuring TV. So we waited and waited. And then you find it very frustrating because you have in the radio jig, you have the advertisers, the media agencies, and the public broadcaster. And then in the TV jig, you have the same three parties, mostly actually the same people. And everybody agrees that we should work together, and it just doesn't happen. So this is where we said we need a major overhaul, and we were a bit helped because you know that GfK is using the Kantar meter for TV measurements. And they decided that they should end their cooperation for various, I think, very understandable reasons. So we had to look for a new solution for TV anyway. Now, if you then see that the current meter is not the ultimate solution for the smaller channels, not necessarily bad for campaign measurement, by the way, on TV, that still works perfectly fine. Then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, so how can we improve what we're doing? And that's the time when you have to actually can make major improvements on your research. And that's what we did because all our contracts end this year.
And how did you achieve that?
That
must have been some planning to get that to happen.
Well, actually, we already achieved this by the end of 2015.
Okay.
All the contracts were aligned to end in 2015 with the idea to have one big new contract. But that turned out to be way too early. So now, 3 years later, we have had the same opportunity. It's just a matter of when you have a contract, you extend it for 1 year, and the other ones you have 2 years, and you make sure that all your contracts end. And that happens. So
the press release obviously talks about the JIC bodies that are involved, and there are obviously many stakeholders from broadcasting, advertising, and new media. Have you been speaking specifically to any new media companies involved in this initiative? Have there been outreach to them? Are they directly involved?
Define new media. You mean the globals? Facebook,
well,
Google.
The Googles, the Facebooks, variously called, it depends whether you're being positive or negative, but the FANG companies, as they sometimes refer to.
yes, because we from the media agencies believe there's no solution without at least some of these players. Now, what we see happening is that both Google and Facebook are changing their attitude towards the media industry. They no longer see themselves as being totally different. And I think especially for Facebook or for Google, they understand that they have to be part if they want to get their share of advertising money in the future too. And this is actually, I would say, started 2 or 3 years ago already, or was apparent when Google issued a press release in Germany saying that they were entitled to 21% of TV spend. Where most people were discussing the 21%, I personally was only surprised by the fact that they were competing for TV spend. Whether it's 21 or 4 or 50, I don't care. But that's the first time Google understood that they need to compete with TV money. And if you want to compete with the TV money, you have to be in the systems of the advertising or media agencies. Because everywhere in Europe and probably in the world, media agencies distribute, if not all, by far the biggest chunk of TV money. So you want to be in their systems. So they are there. And I must say, I'm really impressed with the way Google is working with us. They started working with us. They have been part of the drawing of the RFP. And they have a very, because they're an American company, or probably because they are a very responsible company, they said, we can only sign off on the RFP or issuing of the RFP if the governance has been sorted out. And the point is, we haven't sorted out the governance yet, but we thought we need to get the RFP out. So we'll take the next 3 months while the providers are thinking about their proposals. We'll take that time to sort out the governance. So Google is in there. Facebook wants to be in there, and we're talking to them, but we're still a bit of difference of opinion on what should be measured and how.
So you're in a strong position. I'm taking Google as an example, because rather than them appraising an existing system as to how, whether or not they want to join it, they have been, from the sound of it, involved in the formulation of this RFP, which obviously makes it a lot easier for them to be part of it subsequently, or I guess equally harder for them to say it doesn't meet their needs if they've been involved in the formulation. So it's going to be
Well, let
really
me put it like
interesting.
this. I would be surprised that once we have an agreement on the governance, and we're talking to Google about this too, major publishers, I would be surprised if Google will say that they want a different RFP.
Oh, interesting.
Not going to happen.
A quick, slightly related question. We've talked about the JIC and the industry bodies involved, but the pedant in me has to ask about outdoor, which I don't see mentioned in the press release around the RFP. Is there any, does this include outdoor? Is there any intention to include outdoor? Is outdoor not part of Total Media?
Yes, to all of the above. They are not part of the Total Media RFP as it is now. There is a mention in the RFP that the offering should have an opportunity to include outdoor in the future. So yes, we have the intention of including it in the future. The point is that at this stage, outdoor is organized in a different way. And we have two big outdoor companies, JC Deco and Exterion in the Netherlands, and they're not on the same page. And it has to do with the way they look at the development of digital outdoor signs, and other things like outdoor is more than just the static objects along the road, of course. By now, it's buses, it's airports, it's huge billboards, masts, everything. So they have a different approach to that. So they're not included yet.
And I'm going to put a link into the show notes so that anyone who's listening, if they haven't already, I suspect many people listening have already feverishly requested the RFP. So we don't need to go into great detail on that, not least in a 20-minute podcast. But I think the question most people would be interested if you're able to say is, what's the timeline that you're outlining for this? When are you hoping to receive the final bids? When might you be making a decision? And when will all this go live?
Interesting parties need to address their interest or signal their interest before the 16th of July. Then they have until the 20th of August to formulate questions, ideas, or whatever. And then we'll take about 2.5 months until the end of October. That's a period where we invite interested parties to come and talk to us, especially to the current JIC directors on their ideas, because we didn't outline specific metrics we request, but we request results rather than procedures. And that means that people probably want to talk to us about what we mean, how we want it, and we don't like to be surprised with proposals which are either too far off for us to understand, or they're in a totally different direction than we anticipated. And the other thing is, we need to trust our new or current providers because we're going to work with them in a slightly different way than before. And this is not going to be a contract which is definite. It will go on for an indefinite time. It's not a 3-year contract where you can write off certain things in these 3 years. It's going to be a revolving and ongoing contract. So we expect the contract to be in effect the 1st of January 2019, but it could like take a year or 2 years before all of the aspects have been implemented.
So
So it's
effectively, by January 2019, you will have the suppliers in place, and then they'll be working on the different elements. So I guess also depend it will depend on whether they are an incumbent contractor for an element of it, or a new contractor as to, you know, if you're bringing in a new meter system, for example, that's going to be a longer timeline from 2019 than if it's an element of the service that already exists. So that, I mean, that you've preempted my next question, I guess, which is that this is not one single contract where winner takes all. Presumably, this is a number of segmented contracts relating to elements of the service. So, roughly how many separate contracts are there potentially?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but it's probably around 7 or 8. Of course, we've included everything. We have in there the traditional print, online TV, radio measurement. You can argue whether those are separate contracts or not, but at least they're separate, separate activities. We have the online, then we have our TGI, DGM as we call it. Then we have our establishment survey in there. There's the decision-making survey. So it's a lot.
So, but certainly by November, when we're in Athens, it sounds like you won't have made a decision, but you might be able to share
We
with us.
probably have.
Oh, okay. So, but
Actually,
might work.
we were joking about this, that we can probably at ASI announce the winners. We're seeing ourselves on stage with an envelope and saying the winners are out.
Yeah, well, we could
But that's not
certainly.
going to happen, by the way, because it's too serious to do this. But we expect to make a decision around early November, and depending, because we still, it's not going to happen on ASI because we have to start negotiating the terms of the contract before we will announce it. And we will have different forms of contract than we used to have. So for the providers, that will probably take some time too.
Well, either way, it definitely sounds like we need to have a some form of paper and involvement from you at AFI in Athens, even if it's not literally opening envelopes. Just finally, I know that this announcement ties in with another Dutch industry initiative that you've been involved in around tracking online commercials. I know you're excited about
Yeah.
that. Is something you could give us
Yeah.
a very quick description, perhaps a teaser, because I suspect it's something we'll be coming back to. But
Yes.
what's that initiative?
This is actually they are happening together, but they're not necessarily linked together. This is a we have developed a tool which we call Zigzag, which is just a fancy name. We wanted to get away from all these abbreviations. And it's a tool which tracks online commercials and later on all traffic displays, banners, all over the internet. So both mobile and fixed, both in-app and website, and programmatic and direct buy or premium buy. That's unique. It hasn't been done before. We've took us about 2 years to develop it. We tested it mid-May and it worked. And I presented this to my members just last week. And they all agreed that we should implement this. So at this very moment, I'm talking to all kinds of parties to do this. Now, the important thing to realize is that it's just a tool. So we're now rolling this out on the Kantar panel, but it doesn't necessarily have to be on this Kantar panel, but it was the best one and the one we have available for online measurement. But we've also already talked to Nielsen as well because they have their DAR technology. We've tested it on the GfK Access panel. It works. And we will combine this with a Moat wrapper so that we will whitelist all apps and websites in the Netherlands. That means that we'll just say whatever we use where we know it's appropriate, it's brand safe, it's transparent, everything like that. Moat will keep track of that and check it regularly. So then we can offer our clients, the advertisers, a real transparent way of delivering online commercials.
And that's called Zigzag.
Did I
So we'll keep.
already mention that it was unique in the world? Yes, I did, but it
You
isn't
did,
unique.
you did. And it's. I think the. Certainly, the press release claims that the measurement RFP is unique in the world in terms of being the first to. We've had combined video measurement contracts advertised before, but combined video and print, text, and online is. I think I'm pretty sure is a first as well. So
It's
we'll
more than
keep an
that.
eye
Like I
on.
said, It's also establishment survey and TGI, and everything is in there. It can't be
Yeah.
broader than that, except for outdoor.
So you've used the time that you've gained by not being distracted by being in the World Cup to good effect. It's
Well, I wouldn't have mind
sorry.
being in the World Cup. This still would have happened, trust me. But now
Yeah,
the
anyway.
Germans can start working on it too then.
I know the AGF will be busy working away this summer as well as a result. But anyway, on that note, I'll let you get on, and we'll certainly be hopefully seeing you in Athens for an
Oh,
update on all these
definitely.
issues. So thanks for your time, Johan.
Thank you very much, and see you
Right.
soon then.